Being a teenager can be hard. On some days, you're confused. On other days, you're trying not to get drowned in your own realities. On Diary of Teen Podcast, we discuss different realities of different teenagers through different seasons of life. It helps them feel heard, and it also allows others to see the world through their lens. Welcome to the Diary of Teen Podcast.
Hi everyone, I would like to welcome you to another episode of Diary of Teens podcast, and today we are going to be discussing about what it means to lose someone you love, what it means to lose someone who is irreplaceable. And with me is Ayomiku. Are you laughing? With me is Ayomiku, who will, you know, take us through what it has been like since the passing of a very, very dear person to him. Welcome, Ayomiku.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, we know the person in question is your mom.
Yeah.
Right. So, would you be able to describe the way you felt when you first heard the news of her passing?
Well, yeah. I was in school. Yeah.
Secondary school?
Secondary school.
Okay.
On the assembly.
Okay.
We're in the hall on the assembly. Then one of my seniors came to call me that my sister is outside waiting for me. I was confused because a week before I was at home and she was sick. But I did not know what was wrong. She did not tell us. She don't know. Like, she tries to protect us, so she did not tell us what was
happening.
Yeah, but she was in the hospital, and I knew. But I did not expect it to be that bad. And then my sister came, told someone to come and call me, and I already knew. I don't know, something was.
You just had the gut feeling.
Yeah, I just had the feeling. So I knew, but I did not want to show it. Then my principal called me to his office and started praying. Then from there, I was shocked.
You figured.
I started crying and I broke down. People were just telling me it was going to be okay, but that could not stop me because I just was great. It was. I don't know what I would do without her. That was always going through my head because she has been everything financially, she supports, she emotionally, and she was the nicest person. That's very nice. For my
thank you for sharing. Thank you. So it's been how many years now?
A year and some months.
It's okay. So what part of your life did you have to make adjustments to, maybe positively or negatively, because of what happened?
Well, I knew I was going to have to adjust the way I spend money. Because actually is probably the most times she gets stuff, so I cut down my miscellaneous spendings, and going out, I reduced my going out because I don't want to be in contact with anybody when for first appointment.
So
I had to cut down my going out and everything. People thought I was strong because I was not showing it
externally. Yeah.
Yeah, but inside I was torn up. Words cannot describe it. That's it.
Maybe you're still being strong. So how has your mom's passing impacted your relationship with your dad, your sister, your friends?
With my sister, I don't know, it's our bond grew stronger because she knew she had to be there for me, and she had been doing everything. Every time she's always asking me, how am I doing? How is everything? Calling me, she calls me almost every day.
even though I know since this year. But we were very close before. Okay. But we became stronger.
Yeah. She became your mommy.
Yeah. Basically, she spends on me too.
She's your sponsor.
She's my sponsor. Now she spoils me. Then, yeah, and my dad, we're not really close. My dad, he was nice though, but we're not just as close as we were with my mom. But now, we are bonding.
It's getting better. Bonding,
yeah.
It's improving.
but it still gets on my nerves, but
he will get on your nerves. Wasn't your mom getting on your nerves? You had so much grace for her.
No, she wasn't. She doesn't. She was just the perfect person. She doesn't get on my nerves at all. That's everything.
And how about with your friends?
My friends? Well, it happened when I was in school.
Okay.
So they were really, really supportive. I was surprised. All of them. And like a week later, so another person in the school lost his mother. So they were supportive to both of us. They would not go through stress, like washing our plates sometimes. People would offer. I was enjoying it, but it was sad because I knew it was because of what happened.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anyway, supportive. And a lot of people liked me. I don't know. From the beginning, a lot of people liked me. But they liked me more.
Yeah. Okay, so who has been your greatest support?
I think I've said that.
I think you said it, yes. Like
my sister.
Your sister.
She has been the best.
So let's give a shout-out to your sister. big shout-out to Ayomiko's brother. Thank sister. You for standing in. Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being an amazing sponsor. Thank you for being the best. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for always spending on Ayomiko. Thank you so much, Ayomide. So if you could actively support any teenager who is in the same position, what are the things you would do?
You know, I've not really thought about it, but all I can do, all I feel like I can do is be supportive. If I know someone like that, because during that time, I needed friends. And so I'll be a friend to the person, and if the person needs anything I can offer, then for sure I'll give to the person.
Right, that's good. So what message would you like to tell those who probably listen? Because, you know, definitely they'll see the topic and then they'll be like, okay, I think this is going to help me at this moment. What would you like to tell them?
Well, be yourself, because different people have different coping mechanisms, so what you think will make you happier and make you feel better.
Okay.
Because that was what Google me through. I'm not true yet.
And yeah, I don't you're think not I'll true. Yeah. You're still going through that place.
Yeah.
Okay. So earlier when we were talking, you said you chose to study nursing because of the affiliation from your mom.
Yeah. But before that, I wanted to, but I think it was because of her too. When she was still around, I wanted to study
nursing. But now it's stronger, and nothing is going to stop you from studying nursing. And it's interesting to know that your sister is also studying nursing.
Yeah.
And that goes to tell how much of a beautiful person your mom was.
She was. People talk about her every time they talk about her online. She was because. And in my area, she gives free treatments to people. They come around. So, yeah. And even till now, people she has helped, they show. And sorry, I forgot to mention, my mom's family, they've been the best. Yeah, absolutely. No time. My cousins, all of them, they've been from my mom's side. They've
They've been supportive.
They've been supportive. In every way. Emotionally, financially.
This financially. That means a lot to you.
They've been very supportive.
That's really good. Yeah. That's really good. It's good to have good people around. Right. And I think for me, losing someone, I've not had to lose someone this close, right? But, you know, losing people that you care about, losing people that had impact on your life in one way or the other, it just makes you want to think about life generally and say, you know what? I think it's just important that you're kind. It's important that you live in God's purpose for your life. It's important that you help people's lives get better, and you're not the principality and power people are praying against, literally. And I want to say thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for your time, and I pray that, you know, through the journey of life, you'll never ever have to feel alone. Amen. And a big thank you to your sister once again. A big thank you to your dad, who is also making efforts to be more of Ayomiko's friend and not get on his nerves. And also your mom's family members as well. A big friends. Thank you to them, your friends. You have special mention.
Ensure, you'll probably listen to it.
Alright, Ensure.
Then,
Lonimi.
Yeah, she has been there.
Thank you, Ensure. Thank you, Lonimi. We really appreciate you.
Then, Farouk
as well. Yeah. Thank you.
And last person, Shogunle.
Shogunle as well. So Ensure, Lonimi, Farouk, and Shogunle, thank you for being amazing friends to Ayomiko and being a beautiful support system as well. I think with this, we come to the end of this podcast. I think this is the shortest podcast I've recorded since I started. But I also think it passes a very, very important message. And thank you to everyone who's been listening from day one. Thank you to everyone who's been following, who's been sending feedback. We really do appreciate you. Please don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Diary of Teens Pod. Thank you, and see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope it resonates with you as a teenager. We would like to hear your thoughts, your observations, and your experiences about today's topic. Reach out to us on our social media platforms at Diary of Teens Pod.